Hi, this is the dictation for patient Michelle Gray, MichelleGray. Date of birth is 7/17/1977. Date of service is 4/22/2024. Ms. Michelle Gray is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was last seen on 3/19/2024. Apparently, she has multiple areas of pain, especially starting with the neck, which is 5, mid-back is 10, lower back pain is 10. She has a shooting pain to the right front of the thigh in L3-4 nerve distribution. In addition, patient has a pain in the right knee and right ankle to the tune of 5. She also had 2 surgeries for the right foot, and she had a fracture of the ankle after falling, for which multiple surgeries was done, and there is some loose screw in the ankle, for which Dr. Ishma, who is the orthopedic surgeon at Hanford, is looking at her. She comes to us for pain management, and the Henry Ford Hospital has not been managing her pain. She has had 4 epidural injections at the advanced pain care. A new MRI was ordered for her for the lumbar spine, and an X-ray for the right knee by Dr. Shihab Ramsey and Dr. Murali, P-M-U-R-A-L-I, at Henry Ford Hospital. The X-rays for the right knee show a moderate bilateral tricompartmental osteoarthritis, most severely involving the medial tibiofemoral and patellofemoral joint compartments. In the MRI, there is a findings of severe degenerative changes of the lumbar spine, worse at L4, L5, with the facet joint arthropathy. There's a grade 1 anterior listasis of L4 on L5 with unroofing of the posterior disc. At L4, L5, there is a severe spinal cord stenosis and thecal sac compression, moderate left and severe right neural foramina stenosis, progressing from prior study, and compression of the exiting right L4 nerve root. So these are the findings of the MRI. Her pain level is between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected 9. ADLs are affected 7. She requests, she says that her pain is relieved 100% when she gets the pain medication. Kindly review the chart for the ADL, for the system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. In the vital signs, in physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 117/69, pulse is 80, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 3/19/2024, dictation number 0320-065. Plan. The patient needs to continue seeing an orthopedic surgeon. We have requested her to see Dr. Cohen as a second opinion for her knee, which may require surgery. Number 2, she has been requested to consider spinal cord stimulation device for her lower back if she is not interested in her surgery. And she is also referred to Dr. Louis Redden for that, and also as a second consultation. Now, she has had a surgery to the cervical spine, and so no surgery is planned for the cervical spine, even though she has consistent pain. Those will be the 2 plans. She can continue her physical therapy at this time. She is provided with the following medication, which is meloxicam 7.5 mg daily, once a day with food, Robaxin 500 mg twice a day. She is also provided with Trazodone 50 mg at night. She is provided with Percocet 10/325 once a day, PRN, 30 tablets. She is advised that her pain medication will be reduced to 5 mg Percocets as she need to continue focusing on doing her surgery for the right knee and also for the lumbar spine. Her maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you. She may be scheduled for her procedures for further facet joint injections, ablation of the median nerve as well as for the LESI. Now, she has had ablation of the nerve 2 years ago at Henry Ford Hospital, which again affecting her. She'll be seen in 30 days' time now.